You are thinking, oh no, I'm late for the Daily Dust. No, actually, it's the Daily Dust that is late. I'm so sorry.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Listen, I think it's time for gossip, and what I say goes. Okay, so interesting story. Stevie Nicks, now 76 years old, says she actually regrets not voting until she was 70.
I mean, I suppose you probably know that I never voted till I was 70. But now I regret that. Right. And I've told everybody that on stage for the last 2 years. I regret that. And I don't have very many regrets.
Right.
You know, there's so many reasons you can say, well, I didn't have time. I was, you know, this and that. And you're like, you know, in the long run, oh, yeah, you didn't have an hour. You didn't have an hour of your time that you could have gone and voted.
Yeah, it doesn't take an hour in most places. Believe me, it does not take an hour in Bon Terre. Anna Kendrick donated her entire pay from Woman of the Hour to victims of violent crime. She says it's the least she could do. And she felt gross about profiting from the true story of serial killer Rodney Alcala. And Rihanna got some advice on confidence from 7-year-old Miles on Recess Therapy.
What's your secret when you're not feeling confident?
Usually just being kind and brave. Just look at everything around you. And then you're actually barely thinking because you're looking.
Oh, Rihanna's little giggle is so cute. Squeeze, Cheap Trick, and Lucinda Williams will open for Heart on their 2025 tour. Olivia Rodrigo appeared on The Tonight Show and told a couple stories about her recently concluded Guts tour, including a scary interrogation by Canadian Border Patrol.
You could go to jail for lying to a federal officer like this. Like, this is really bad. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm not going to be let into America. Like, I'm so scared. I'm like having a panic attack. After 30 minutes of interrogation, he looks at me and he goes, what's your name? And I go, like, Olivia Rodrigo, like R-O-D-R-I-G-O. And he's like, oh, there's a girl who looks just like you that's your same age that's been arrested multiple times, and her name's Olivia Rodriguez. Oh, crisis averted.
So Olivia Rodriguez, if you're watching, be careful.
Yeah, I think they should have checked the spelling a little better. Snoop Dogg will release his new album, Missionary, on December 13th. And Snoop's bestie, Martha Stewart, playfully roasted non-cooks in a quirky new video promoting her 100th cookbook, encouraging viewers to share the clip with somebody who can't cook.
Some of us are born with the chef gene, but not you. There's a bag of spinach rotting in your fridge right now. That's nasty. You look like a feral raccoon. Calling it girl dinner doesn't make it cooking.
Oh my gosh. A feral raccoon. Listen, girl dinner is cooking. Stop. I cooked that popcorn from scratch. Pat Sajak posted, noticed I was trending, thought I had passed away. Turns out I'm fine. And John Mulaney helped present his wife, Olivia Munn, with InStyle's Woman of Impact Award and shared some texts from her about the many far-out dangers she tries to protect him from. Everything from brain-eating amoebas in Florida and monkeypox.
Here was a text she sent me when I was going to the Tom Ford store in Chicago. Baby, be so careful today. You can get monkeypox trying on clothes at a store and or not washing your new clothes.
I don't even know how to answer that. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except, wait, do you have to wash your clothes when you bring them home from the store before you can wear them? Huh, it's amazing. I've never had monkeypox.